Sunlight gleams over rippling water, the setting sun dips below a craggy peak on the ocean's horizon. Mar Vista Entertainment. Mar Vista Entertainment presents an indie entertainment picture. Schools of fish swim in the water. The title fades in, Lethal Seduction. Amanda Detmer. Caleb Ruminer. Sam Lerner. Tessa Harnato. Dominic Burgess. Sharks and Jellies Drift. A woman in a black bikini swims through the water. Rick Overton. Robert Moschio. With Brian Thomas Smith. The woman dives. And Dina Meyer. Jellies float. The woman speeds through clear water. Casting by Arlie Day. Costume designer Martha Gretsch. Fish bob in a tide. Makeup Abigail Bradley, Kazi Mayorga. Original music by Shanda Dancy. Edited by Vincent Orsman, Rowan Glenn. A stingray glides past a reef shark. Director of photography Andrew Russo. Line producer Jude Tucker. Co-executive producer Christopher McNeely. Executive producers Fernando Su, Sharon Bordas. Produced by Nancy Leopardi, Ross Cohn. The woman twists onto her back. Her head surfaces. Written by Roger Stigliano, Michael Waite. A clownfish darts past. The woman glides through water. Cut to black. Directed by Nancy Leopardi. Daytime over the Los Angeles skyline. A young man in a yellow hat drives a yellow smart car.
They gotta have it. It's like biological hormones and pheromones and whatnot. I mean, haven't you heard of the freshman 15?
Yeah. The girl gains 15 pounds in her first year of college, right?
What? No, the 15 stands for the 15 guys. They must have sex with their freshman year.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong about that.
Hello, hello. What do we have here? Hey, babes, how's it going? We're going to a party. How would you lucky ladies like to be our dates?
The women scowl and drive away.
The blonde was into me. Don't you think she was a little too old for a student? Dude, 40-year-olds are just teens with decades of experience.
All right, what if they had said yes? They'd be pretty disappointed when they found out we didn't actually have a party to go to.
Well, actually...
Oh, man. Surprise!
Sorry, man, I had to promise not to blab.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
A young woman smiles.
My birthday boy. Make a wish. Maybe it'll come true.
The cake reads Happy Birthday, Mark. He blows out candles.
Yay! Joe doesn't eat to buy the pool.
In his bedroom, Mark dons a swimsuit. He checks out his butt in a mirror. He grabs a shirt and leaves. In the hall, he looks up sharply. The young woman ties her bikini top.
Mark, can you help me?
Holding her top, she saunters out of the bathroom.
Sorry, I need someone to tie the back of my top.
Yeah, sure.
Let me help you with that, sweetheart. Honey, why don't you go downstairs and help entertain the guests?
The young woman glances at Mark. He smiles and nods. Mark's mom tightens the bikini top.
Oh. There you go.
At the pool.
He's on the Fulbright Fellowship Board. And we've been pals forever. Boy, I could tell you some stories.
Mark stares at the bikini girl.
Anyway, he's a good guy to know. I could give him a call if you'd like.
You know what they say. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Standing in the pool, the bikini girl smiles.
Mark.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Hey, Mark, if you need anything, anything at all, don't hesitate to call me.
Actually, I was wondering.
Yo, did you see Melanie's new bikini?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go see if your mom needs help.
Okay, thanks again, Randy.
Who's that dweeb?
Hi, it works with my mom at the aquarium.
Cool, man. Anyway, listen, here's the plan. Saturday night, get your mom out of the house. We raid your dad's liquor cabinet and invite over Melanie and whichever friend is lowest standard.
I don't know if those bottles are any good anymore. They haven't been touched in like 10 years.
Dude, scotch doesn't go bad. It ain't like milk.
Huh. An American flag hangs outside a two-story home. Inside, Mark taps on a laptop. Empty cake plates litter the table.
I think everybody had fun, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, the pizza was outstanding. No more little Ginos, it is Vertelli's from now on. What did you think of your presents? Hello. Earth to Mark.
Sorry, Mom, I'm writing a really intricate line of code right now, but I had a great birthday. Thank you.
You know, there's a church social this weekend. I think there'll be a lot of nice girls there. Maybe we should go check it out?
Okay, Mom.
Okay, well. Happy birthday, baby. I hope you had fun.
He smiles. His mom clears the table. He types an email. Nighttime at Mark's house. Mark and Randy sit stiffly on the couch. They smile at each other briefly, then stare forward.
How are we doing there, Mom? Mom? Thanks again for taking her out, Randy.
Oh, happy to do so.
Ta-da!
You look incredible.
Yeah, really, really pretty well.
All right, we will be home before midnight.
No worries, it's cool.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'll be fine. I am safe and sound right here.
He takes out his phone.
We're clear.
He grins. Purple manicured hands turn a volume dial. Melanie and a girl dance in the living room. In the kitchen, Mark's buddy flips through a bartender's guide.
Greta Harvey Wallbanger?
Mark carries liquor bottles.
Yo, that's all you got?
My dad wasn't much of a drinker. How do you make an old fashioned?
Not with peppermint schnapps and amaretto.
Okay.
I've got an idea. Get some ice cream.
Ice cream?
Yeah. It's my
friend. Mark opens the freezer. His buddy grabs a blender.
I got mint chocolate chip.
Your drinks, my ladies.
These are really popular in France right now.
They hand the girl shakes. In a fancy restaurant.
He watches those kinds of videos on his computer. Hours. He clears the search history, but I know.
You snoop through his laptop?
Mark's buddy, Walter, makes out with Melanie's friend.
Mark's a good kid. I mean, he's going through some big changes in his life, lots of heavy stuff. And I just think that he's at that age where he needs some space.
On the couch next to Walter, Mark looks at Melanie. She slides a hand on his knee.
That's soft.
Yeah, they're denim.
Maybe he could use a male role model in his life.
Do you know what, Randy? I couldn't agree more.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is great because...
So I made a phone call, and I totally took care of it.
Called who?
What the hell is that? I don't know.
Mark heads to the front door.
Hey!
Hey, Mark!
Hey, Deacon Williams. My mom's actually not here right now.
Oh, I'm here to see you, my boy, because I understand you're heading off to college in the fall. Princeton!
That's right! But this really isn't a good time.
Your mother asked me to stop by and see if I could offer some wisdom or advice about the changes you're like. Oh, you have company.
Yeah, just a few friends.
Well, perfect. Because I've brought Bible trivia.
Walter slumps. Daytime.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. So, the deacon said he had a wonderful time with you last night.
I'm glad someone did.
Mark, I need you to go to the hardware store and pick me up a new towel rack. The one I bought is the wrong size.
Okay.
And pick us up a couple of smoothies, my treat.
Mmm.
He smiles. She side-eyes him as she walks away. At the hardware store. He grabs a towel rack from a low shelf.
Excuse me, can you help me?
He looks over at a lady's bare legs.
What is GPM? I'm sorry, do you work here?
No, but I think I can help you. GPM is your flow rate, gallons per minute. This has an eco flow. It's a 1.5 GPM. It'll save you money, but
there's no oomph.
Exactly. Yeah. My mom has this massager. It's got a strong pulsating spray, and she swears by it.
Is your mother single?
Yeah.
The lady nods and takes the shower head.
Then this'll do just fine. Thank you.
He watches her stride away. Her short dress hugs her rump. He cocks his head. In the parking lot, the lady drives a convertible. Mark exits the store.
Hey, what's your name?
What? Excuse me?
I'm Carissa Kensington, and you are?
Mark Richards.
Well, thank you for your assistance inside, Mark.
No problem.
I'm just terrible at this handyman stuff. I'll probably put it in and it'll still leak.
Well, they make them pretty intuitive nowadays. You might have to seal the pipe with plumber's tape.
Well, actually, I was hoping you could do me a really big favor and install it for me. Would you mind? I live just up the hill.
Well, I'm supposed to go back and help my mom.
I pay for your time.
She holds up a roll of bills. Mark smiles and nods. At Carissa's.
Princeton. Wow. You must have gotten good grades.
Valedictorian. Yeah, I got a full scholarship, actually.
Wow, impressive. All I ever did was party with my friends through high school. You know what that'll get you.
What?
An Arizona State degree and a very rich ex-husband.
They clink beer bottles.
Well, it seems to be working now.
Gotta make sure.
She slides out of her silk robe, lips parted. Mark stares. She steps into the shower.
Would you care to test it with me?
Mark gapes. He hurries from the bathroom, back against a wall.
Right before the hot water runs out.
He closes his eyes and places his head against the wall.
Get back in there, dude. She's waiting for you. Go. Now.
He steps back in and faces the shower.
I won't bite. Unless you want me to.
He rips off his shirt, takes a deep breath and enters the shower. Water running down their bare skin, they embrace and kiss passionately. She presses her back against the shower wall as he thrusts into her. In a large bed, sheets rustle as the couple rolls atop each other. Carissa rides Mark. He runs his hands down her back. In the kitchen, they make love on a bar stool. Their silhouettes writhe together. In the shower, they kiss. She caresses his cheek. He presses her to the shower wall. A reef shark swims in an aquarium. Daytime at Mark's. He chugs yellow liquid from a water bottle. His mom carries in flowers.
Where have you been all day?
Just out.
Did you put up that towel rack for me yet?
I'm about to. These are pretty.
Why are you so giddy today?
Am I? No reason. Just a good day, I guess. Oh, I invited Wally over. I hope you don't mind.
No, I don't.
Liar, liar, liar.
It's true. Three times I'm telling you it was incredible.
Liar!
No, it finally happened.
I feel like a 5,000-pound weight was just lifted off me.
Okay, so what's this hot, rich, make-believe nympho's name?
Carissa Kensington.
Yep, it's totally a fake name. And how old is she?
Like 40.
40?
You're the one that said that banging a 40-year-old's like doing it with two 20-year-olds.
Yeah, I know I said that, but what about Millen?
I don't know. I'm with Carissa now. She's taking me out.
What?
They float in the pool.
Yeah.
Mom, do you see my phone?
Check your jeans.
Randy and Mark's mom, Tanya, assemble a puzzle.
Watch out, three in a row.
Mark wears a suit.
Did you find it?
Yeah, it was in my pants.
Wow. Don't you look nice? Where are you off to tonight?
Going out on a date.
Huh. With that, Melanie girl?
No, with someone else.
Who?
Someone else.
Mark, if you're not gonna tell me who you're going on a date with, then you can't use the car.
Well, I don't need the car. Gotta go.
Mark leaves. Tanya looks at Randy.
I'm just gonna...
Yeah.
She steps to the window. Mark strides through the night and hops in Carissa's convertible.
It's a nice car for a high school student.
The convertible pulls away. Tanya crosses her arms. In a dark restaurant, a bartender pours a martini.
Computer science for information management systems.
So you want to be like one of those IT guys? Like the nerd patrol that'll come and fix your laptop?
More like a software developer.
Hmm. Interesting.
Can't believe they didn't card me.
Tell me more about this computer programmer.
Oh, well, I've been working on this app for the past year.
He hands her his phone. In an app, a cartoon dude grins.
My little man.
Made it for my mom for after I leave for college. It's a cross between a lifestyle app and a personal assistant for mothers.
How do we set the universal remote control?
Yeah, it's supposed to help with everyday tasks and problems. For example, how much chlorine to put in the pool, or where do I find my car in the parking lot?
How to install a shower massager?
Exactly.
I think it's a $1 million idea. I love it.
Really?
I do. In fact, I actually have a friend who works at Intel Digital Labs.
Oh, IDL, yeah, they're huge.
I can see him being quite interested.
That'd be awesome.
Now, if I do this, I expect something big in return.
He raises his eyebrows. She nods.
I need to go powder my nose.
She nibbles his ear.
I'll be right back.
He sips his drink. A man in black approaches.
Run, kid. Run.
Sorry, are you talking to me?
Get out while you still can. Trust me, she's bad news.
The man leaves. Mark's eyes dart. He takes a breath.
I paid the check. You ready?
Yeah.
You know how to work a stick?
Sure.
Good. So do I.
Night fades into day. At Mark's.
I suppose since you are all of 18 years old that I don't need to know who you were out with until 12:15 a.m., but I would appreciate a call that lets me know you're okay. Mark, I was worried to death.
Sorry.
I understand that you're almost out of the house and you need your space, but I worry about you. You haven't been acting like yourself lately. I just want to make sure you haven't fallen in with the wrong crowd.
Wrong crowd? I'm seriously, nobody's doing drugs.
Marijuana's a drug.
I'm not smoking pot.
Cocaine? Is that why you're so happy and full of energy lately?
No, I gotta go.
Put your bowl in the sink, young man. I'm gonna pick up some chicken after work. Will you be home for dinner?
No, probably not.
Slack-jawed, Tanya stares after Mark. A shark drifts through the water. A tailor measures Mark for a black suit.
These suits are pretty expensive.
Don't worry. You'll work it off.
He grins. She smiles and lowers her gaze.
Can you have it ready by tomorrow?
Sure. I'll put a rush on it.
Thanks, Jim. Today I thought we'd hang by the pool. I bought you these. Though you probably won't be wearing them much.
He takes a swimsuit from the bag. Mark breaststrokes down the pool.
Thank you.
Wearing a dark bikini, Carissa sits on a pool chaise recliner. Mark perches on the pool's edge beside her.
This house is amazing. What does your ex-husband do?
He used to be a broker.
What does he do now?
Worm food.
I'm sorry, whenever...
It's okay.
I thought you were divorced.
No. Trophy widow. 5 years now.
Sorry.
It's okay. Hey. Wanna rub some lotion on my back?
Yes, please.
He hurries to a chest and grabs a towel.
This place is incredible. What's in that shed over there?
Oh, that's my torture chamber. I'm kidding. It's an outdoor sauna.
She hands him the lotion and flips onto her stomach. He wraps the towel around himself and massages the lotion into her skin.
That's nice.
She flips over and gestures "come here" with a finger. He kisses her. She wraps her legs around him. Day fades into night. The lights of the city come on. In her kitchen, Tanya fills out paperwork.
Mark?
She looks down. In the hall.
Marky, you in there?
Mom, a little privacy. I'm using the bathroom.
Okay. I'll wait.
She leans on the wall and crosses her arms.
Okay, you're just being ridiculous.
She walks away. In the kitchen, she stares into the fridge. Mark's clothes litter the bathroom floor.
Really? It's too much to pick up clothes.
She grabs the clothes. She picks up his phone.
Carissa.
She glances aside. In her bathroom, Carissa pouts. She snatches a bottle of prescription pills. She pops several in her mouth. She tosses the pills aside and grabs her temple. She rubs her face. She smooths her hair. She weeps. She shatters the mirror with a fist, then looks down at her bloody hand. At Mark's.
Could somebody please get that?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you not get my text? I thought we were skipping tonight.
Well, I
Hi, please come on in. Mark.
You must be Tanya. Hi.
Hi.
This is for you.
Thank you. Who are you?
I'm Carissa. Kensington?
Tanya stares wide-eyed. Carissa removes her jacket. They eat at the dining table. Randy sips wine.
This wine is really good, Carissa.
Thank you. That's my favorite Bordeaux. Douard Milon. Oh, that's strong.
Tanya drops an ice cube in her wine.
Better. The steak is delicious.
Not bad if I say so myself.
And I do.
Tanya glares at Randy.
So, Tanya, have you tried that new app that your brilliant son here created?
App? No, I don't believe I have. Have I, Mark?
Oh, it's supposed to be a surprise.
Yes, well, we are quite good with secrets and surprises now, aren't we?
Well, it's very inventive. And who knows, if it takes off, he might be able to just skip college and start his very own Fortune 500 company.
Skip college? Hasn't Mark told you he has a full scholarship to Princeton? Not exactly something you skip.
Right. No, I didn't mean to imply.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to get into a school like that?
Mom, she wasn't saying
I'm speaking, young man. The hours he has put into studying, essays, the science fairs, the volunteer work. Would you really encourage him to just throw all of that away?
No, I'm not throwing it all away.
That's an incredibly irresponsible thing for you to suggest.
No one's suggesting anything, Mom. Randy, can you help me out here a little?
You really do have some nerve. Who do you think you are?
Look, I'm sorry if I offended you.
You're damn right you offended me. And while we're at it, let me be very clear. I do not approve of whatever this is.
Mom, I can tell you right now.
I'm speaking. Miss Kensington, my son may look like a man to you, but I assure you, he is just a boy.
Now, with all due respect, Mrs. Richards, you're very wrong. He is very much a man. A man who is more than capable of making his own decisions. Don't you think it's about time you cut those apron strings?
Your audacity astounds me. You may very well be the same age as me, but you are not his mother. You don't get to suddenly show up and start making decisions and passing judgment. Now, I don't know you, Miss Kensington, but it seems to me that you are simply a lonely, middle-aged woman who is out to satisfy some sick sexual thrill, and I forbid you to drag my son into your perverse game.
Standing, she stares down at Carissa.
Boy, that mother of yours is a real piece of work.
I'm sorry, she's just protected.
Mother sharks aren't that vicious, and they eat their young.
Tanya cleans a plate.
Can you believe the nerve of that woman? The gall to suggest I'm too clingy? I'm the one letting him go clear across the country to go to college, aren't I? What would an 18-year-old boy want with a piece of work like that anyway?
Randy bites his lip and hands her a plate.
Good night, Mark.
Wait. Are we good?
Well, it's just really upsetting to know that when push comes to shove, you fail to come to my defense.
I tried. She's
just so... boys try. Men do. A real man sees what he wants and he takes it. He doesn't ask permission from his mommy.
You're right.
Do you even know what you want, Mark?
He nods.
When that boy gets back here, I'm gonna sit his butt down. We are going to have a conversation about this because I am not letting him out of...
Tanya looks through a window to see Mark and Carissa pull away. At Carissa's, Mark brings two glasses of wine out to the pool.
This is all I could find. Hope it's all right.
Wearing her bikini, she looks up at him from the pool.
Hi, handsome.
He smiles and enters the pool. He grabs her. They kiss. She breaks away and drifts backward. He treads water. She grabs a handrail and looks back at him. He swims to her. They kiss passionately. She places his back against the side of the pool.
Are you ready to try something a little more thrilling?
Isn't that what we've been doing?
Child's play. I'm talking about dangerous.
Dangerous is my middle name.
Oh, yeah?
She wraps her arms behind him and slowly lifts a pair of handcuffs. She She cuffs both of his arms to the handrail. She kisses him and then pulls away slightly. She ducks under the water and tears off his swimsuit. She leans into his lips. She unties her bikini top and lifts it over her head. They make out. She gyrates against him, pulsing her body on his. His head sinks low into the water. He struggles to keep his head above water. His head submerges as she rides him. Bubbles escape his mouth. The water churns. She continues to pulse her body against him. He surfaces. She leans on him, mouth wide. At Tanya's, she carries a mug through the kitchen. She stops and touches a laptop on the counter.
Don't do it, Tanya. Give him his privacy.
She opens the computer.
He's a good kid. Should be more trusting. Darn it.
On the screen, an article reads LA broker to the stars found dead in Hilltop home. A photo is captioned Henry and Carissa Kensington.
Oh my God.
Daytime. Mark lies in Carissa's bed. She kisses his torso.
That's the way to wake up in the morning. You just know you're gonna have a good day.
They kiss. She sits up and grabs a bottle of water.
So what do you want to do today? Your choice.
You mean like what position or what room?
I think we should take a breather.
A breather? Who needs a breather?
Just a couple of hours. How about the beach?
Oh yeah, sex on the beach. That sounds cool.
Oh my God, you are insatiable.
Are you expecting someone?
No. Why don't you jump in the shower and get dressed?
Okay.
He hops out of bed. In the kitchen.
Yes?
Hi, this is Tanya Richards, Mark's mother.
This should be good.
Carrying a basket of muffins, Tanya walks down the long entryway. She stands at the front door.
I wanted to stop by on my way to work. I just think we got off on the wrong foot.
Are you here to apologize?
Well, I can't say I'm all right with you seeing my son, but I believe we both have something in common.
Is that so?
We're both widows.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the loneliness and what you're going through, and you know what it feels like to lose someone you care about and love so much.
I do. Well, let's cut the crap. You're here for Mark, right? You're gonna, save your little boy from me? Mommy to the rescue?
Excuse me?
You're pathetic. Go home, Tanya. We're done here.
Excuse me?
She blocks the door from closing.
We are not done here. I want to see my son. Get him right now.
Listen, I don't like you. I don't like you one bit, Tanya. You're a self-righteous, condescending bitch who's afraid of letting her son grow up simply because she's afraid of being alone.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Don't I?
Mark is my son. I'm his mother. Don't you?
Oh, please spare me the sentimental family bond crap.
I came here to make amends. Clearly, that was a mistake. Mark's not an idiot. You know, in a couple of weeks, he's gonna toss you aside and then you'll be all alone.
Possibly. Or, more likely, after a month of me screwing his brains out day and night, I'll be able to convince him to do anything I want. Including cutting you out of his life for good.
She takes the basket.
Have a nice day.
Mark opens a dresser. He finds a gun stuffed in between piles of clothes. He pulls it out.
Whoa.
He returns it to its hiding place and grabs a shirt and pants. In the kitchen, Carissa pours coffee from a French press.
Smells good.
Cream?
Please.
He grabs a muffin from the basket.
Blueberry's my favorite. Almost as good as Mom's.
You know, Mark, I was thinking, maybe you should move in.
He sits up straight.
And I've got this big house all to myself, and, well, it would get you out from under your mother's prying eyes.
I don't know if that's such a good idea.
Why not? Don't you like it here?
Yeah, it's just, my mom still needs me, and... What's the point? Summer's over in a month.
Over?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to move all my stuff to go to college. I don't want to move it twice.
She looks down.
You know, I think we should skip the beach today. I think you should go home.
What did I say?
He shakes his head. Walter waits outside Carissa's in a smart car.
Yo, this place is sick.
Let's go.
How many bedrooms? And more importantly, how many bedrooms have you done? And you just drive? So what'd you do? Did you eat all our high-fiber yogurt? Did you TiVo over episodes of NCIS?
No.
Did you ask her to take out her dentures when
she went? All I did was imply that we were having a summer fling.
You don't tell that to a chick, especially one who's only got so many good years left.
She wanted me to move in with her.
To the pleasure dome? That's great.
My mom would kill me.
Look, you gotta leave the nest at some point, so it's a few weeks early.
I think she's gonna break up with me.
I got it. We buy her flowers and butterscotch toffees from the Five and Dime.
Just shut the hell up.
In an aquarium, a family watches fish swim in a large tank. A hammerhead shark glides by. Tanya walks through an aquarium tunnel.
Conniving, backstabbing, man-eating tramp. Randy, I'm worried about my son. I mean, he has no idea that he's under this vicious siren spell.
Siren?
Yeah, is that a thing?
Daughters of the Greek god Achilles? Mermaid-like creatures who seduce young sailors with song, making them crash their ships in the rocky cliffs?
Uh-huh, that's her. Anyway, I've got to find a way to snap Mark out of this trance. Or what?
Nothing. It's not my place.
Oh, come on, Randy. Of course it's your place. Clearly what I'm doing is not working, and you always tell me the truth. So what should I do?
I think you should allow Mark to make his own mistakes. He's a good kid. All thanks to you. You're a loving, caring mother, and he is the person he is because of you. But Tanya, you can't protect him from all the dangers of the world. Sometimes you gotta let the baby get burned by the iron if he's ever gonna learn and get strong and, you know, grow up.
Really? That's your big advice?
What?
How can you take that insane woman's side?
No, I don't think I was...
That is horrible advice. What kind of an idiot lets a baby play with an iron? The next thing you'll be telling me is I drove him to her. That it's my fault.
unbelievable.
I'm just thinking that if you wouldn't have made it so difficult for Mark to be independent, he might have stayed closer to home. Who knows? You know, maybe he would have gotten together with that girl from the party.
Melanie?
The girl in the bikini.
Well, anything's better than that woman. I'm gonna call and invite her over.
No, Tanya, that's what I'm talking about. You're going about this all wrong.
You're right. I'm gonna send her an email from Mark's email address.
What? No, that's
Thanks
even...
Thanks for the advice.
Tanya!
In his bedroom, Mark types on his laptop in bed. The screen reads Carissa K.
Oh, thank God.
Hello.
Hey. I was getting worried. Did you get my text?
I did.
I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to say those things to upset you. I certainly don't want this to end. It's been the best time of my life. I really, really like you. A lot. A whole lot.
I know you do.
So, can I come over tonight?
Gosh, do you think your mommy will let you?
What does my mom have? I thought you were mad about me going to Princeton.
Don't be silly. Of course I want you to go to college, Mark. But only if that's what you want. I fear you make all of your decisions based on what the Queen decrees.
I know she's intrusive.
That's a very nice way of putting it. I'd use controlling or manipulative.
Well, that's not exactly fair. My mom's supportive and not as domineering as you make her out to be.
Mark, downstairs!
What was that?
Nothing.
Is that your mother?
No, just hold on.
She sips champagne.
What?
Your really pretty friend Melanie's here to see you. Hi.
In her dining room, Carissa stands. She pours champagne.
Hey, sorry about that. Hey, Carissa?
Okay, look. Maybe you can come over. But you're gonna have to promise me.
No, that's okay. My mom needs me for something. We can get together tomorrow?
Are you sure? I'm gonna be up pretty late tonight.
Tomorrow's fine. Gotta go.
Bitch.
She glares. In Tanya's kitchen.
That was very delicious, Mrs. Richards.
It was my pleasure.
And thanks for inviting me, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
So, Melanie, where will you be attending college?
I've been accepted at Columbia.
Oh, an Ivy League school as well. You two will be close together. I have a really good idea. You should rent a moving truck and drive across country together. Don't you think that'd be kind of fun, Mark?
Melanie, would you like some dessert?
Yeah, sure. Oh, I didn't make any. But you guys should go get some ice cream.
You can take my car. My treat. It was lovely seeing you again, Melanie.
You too.
And you two kids have fun. Stay out as long as you like.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Nighttime on a pier. Mark and Melanie eat ice cream and laugh together. They walk along a footbridge. They sit on a bench together.
I had to revoke her Facebook privileges because she kept posting baby pictures on my wall.
Wow. I thought my mom was bad.
Now she means well. She just has no boundaries.
Yeah, sounds like she needs a hobby or a boyfriend.
A blurry figure watches them from a distance.
Actually, there's this guy she works with, Randy. You met him at my birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy. He used to be really good friends with my dad. I like him, but the guy won't make a move to save his life.
The hypocrisy is pretty thick out here, huh? Are you ever gonna kiss me?
Yeah, I want to. I mean, it's just, I kind of been seeing someone.
You have a girlfriend?
Not exactly. It's just like this little fling that's...
He kisses her. She grins.
Let's go.
Okay.
The figure, Carissa, watches them leave. She glares at them from her convertible. Outside Mark's house.
So I'll call you tomorrow?
Cool.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Inside, Tanya hurries to take a seat.
You're home already.
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
What did you guys do?
We went and had ice cream. Your treat. We went to the beach and, I don't know, it was fun.
Beaming, Melanie walks down the street. She gets in a car. Frowning, she turns off the stereo. Carissa covers her mouth.
Do you like her?
We're just friends.
Why? I mean, she's awfully cute.
It's complicated, all right?
Carissa holds a knife.
I think you're so special, don't you? Because you can have anything or anyone that you want. Listen to me. Listen to me. Mark's mine. Can't have him. And you may never ever see him again. You understand that? Never.
She presses the knife to Melanie's jugular.
Now, just in case you forget. I'm supposed to help you remember.
She slices her ear.
Did you hear that?
I did.
In her car, Melanie holds her bloody ear. Mark hurries out of his house. Tanya folds her arms. Daytime at Mark's. In the kitchen, Mark grabs a muffin.
Hey. Just one now, they're not for you.
Okay.
So, do you think maybe you'll call Melanie today?
I might. But please don't meddle in this. Okay, just once, let me do something on my own.
In his room, Mark places a video call on his computer. The screen reads Melanie B. The call reads failed. He closes the laptop. He collapses on his bed. Tanya drives her car. A basket of muffins sits in the passenger seat. Randy and an employee eat by the tank.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Clownfish Bob in the water. Tanya approaches.
Hi, Sam.
Huh?
Hey, Randy, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah,
To be continued.
To be continued. You here to tell me that I'm right?
Your plan worked. Mark and Melanie hit it off last night.
That wasn't my plan.
Well, you gave me the idea, so they're hitting it off, and no more Carissa.
You know what, Tanya? I'm done playing your manipulative games. Look, Mark is going to be out of the house soon, and he's moving on with his life, and you know what? So am I.
I don't know what you're talking about,
Randy. I think you try to control everything in your life. Ever since Hal's been gone, I've been there for you and Mark. I'm trying to fill this hole in your life the best I can, and you find a way to somehow push everyone who cares about you away. You obviously don't know what you want.
Or maybe you do. It's not me.
I really don't know where this is coming from. I think you're just overreacting. Why don't you just calm down and take the muffins?
I don't want your damn muffins. I'm tired. It's been 10 years. Way too long. It's my fault. I should have said something years ago. I'm sorry. But I don't want to be your safety net anymore.
He trots off. She frowns. Mark sits by his pool and calls Melanie. Call failed. He slumps back.
Throw me a soda, will you?
Yeah.
He takes a soda from a cooler and tosses it to Walter, who floats in the pool.
I don't get it. I thought we had a good time. I don't know why she's not picking up.
You're such a pig.
I'm not a pig. I'm into Melanie.
So you're just gonna dump the woman who stole your flower? That's it?
Dude, I already feel like a sleaze for making out with Melanie last night. I need to break it off with Carissa.
So that's it. You're done.
Yeah, completely.
A shark glides along the bottom of a shark tank. Sam and Randy clean the glass. Carissa steps beside Randy.
Carissa.
I just love this place. All the marine life. It's so impressive. Who's this big guy?
That's MC.
MC?
MC Hammer. Head. Yeah, all the fish in the tank are named after recording artists.
Oh, wow.
That one there is the great Barry White.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy one shaking her tail. That's Sharkira.
Rips don't lie. And, is the ray named Sugar or Chomp?
Sting.
Very clever. What's that?
Oh, this guy here?
Yeah.
This is a trident.
Wow.
Neptune, don't touch. They're very sharp.
Okay.
It's the weapon of Poseidon and Neptune.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Tanya's office is down the hallway to the right.
Well, actually, Randy, I was, kind of here to see you. I mean, it's pretty obvious at dinner the other night that neither one of us is having our needs met by the Richards family. I know it's like to give someone all you love and have them reject you.
Randy frowns.
Aura siren.
Excuse me?
Could you please leave?
What?
Just, could you leave?
Wait, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm...
Don't bother. I'm going.
She strides away. Sam gapes. At Carissa's. Walter paces outside the gate. Carissa saunters to the gate. She frowns.
Can I help you?
It wasn't mine.
Who?
Mark. I'm Mark's friend, Walter. It's very nice to meet you.
She opens the gate wide.
Okay. Yep.
All right, what are you... I mean, did Mark send you?
Yeah. He confided in me that you two were on the outs, so I figured I'd come over and lend a shoulder to cry on. Or, you know, any other... services you might need.
He told you we were breaking up?
Yeah, he's crazy. I don't understand why you would trade in for the newer model when you have a vintage classic at home, you know?
Aren't you charming? Women just love to be referred to as vintage.
She pours iced tea.
Why don't you go ahead and make yourself comfortable?
So I guess I should just tell you about myself. I come from strong Dutch and German stock.
She raises a chef's knife. In Mark's room, he sits at his computer. He calls Melanie.
Come on.
Melanie sits in shadow.
Hey. Hello, Melanie? I can't really see you.
Mark, I really can't talk right now.
Well, I've been trying to call you all day.
Yeah, I know. I'm not feeling well. I gotta go.
Do you want me to come by? I can bring you some soup.
No, it's okay. I'm not sure. I don't think that we should see each other anymore.
What? Why?
I'm sorry, I really have to go.
Mark frowns. Carissa calls.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey, what's up?
Great news.
My friend from Intel Digital is coming over tonight. You ready to pitch your app?
Tonight's not really a good night for me. Can we do it some other time?
Mark,
I asked them to do me this favor. This time's very valuable.
I know. I'm sorry, it's just...
But you see, this is exactly what I'm talking about. You're never going to get anywhere in life unless you get over your childish fears and go after what you want.
I'm going to pick you up at 8. Dress sharp.
He blinks.
All right.
Tanya plays solitaire on her dining room table. Mark enters dressed in his tailored suit.
See you later, Ma.
Hey, honey, do you mind coming in here and chatting with me for a minute?
I can't. I'm in a rush.
Are you going to see Melanie? Oh. So where did you get those new... Never mind. Listen, have I been overstepping?
Ma, we can talk when I get back, but I won't be out that long.
Promise?
I promise.
He walks down the path from his house to Carissa's waiting convertible. At Carissa's.
Total reminder when to put oil in her car, when to buy her vitamins, when her favorite TV shows are on. But the best part is the ad potential. My little man will make suggestions to the user throughout the day. So, hey, there's a new low-calorie yogurt at the supermarket. You should pamper yourself today. This spa has seaweed wraps. And, well, basically, that's my app.
Bravo.
Very impressive presentation, Mark.
Thank you, sir.
It's hard to believe you're just out of high school.
It's a million-dollar idea, isn't it?
It is.
So, what do we do now?
Well... Montgomery Technologies just put out their version of your app last month. You had a great idea, but they beat you to the punch, kid. They've had years of market research and development. By the time we got your app up and running, it would be obsolete.
Well, thank you for taking the time to meet with me.
You've got top-notch programming skills. When you're ready to join the working world, I better be your first phone call. Okay. Carissa, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for coming all the way out here, Trevor.
Helen says you're playing tennis Sunday. Maybe mm-hmm. I'll see you at the club.
Okay, great.
I know the way out.
Drive safe.
I should be going to.
Wait. You're leaving? I got us some nice champagne. I thought we would celebrate.
Celebrate what? The fact that I just spent 6 months developing something that I could have bought for $1.99?
Mark, he just offered you a job. You're going to be working for one of the top software developers in the world.
Yeah, in 4 years.
What? I mean, I really don't understand why you're going to college to get a job that you can have today.
I don't know. I need to go away and be my own man and experience life for myself, you know?
You want to party and get laid.
No, that's not what I was saying.
It's okay. I get it. You need to sow your wild oats, as they say. Just like our little fling. It'll be one of your many adventures.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, then let's toast to that. Okay? Grab those champagne flutes.
She bashes him over the head with the champagne bottle. Cut to black. Nighttime. Flames lick up from a rectangular fire pit. The water in Carissa's pool ripples. Clothes lie nearby. Light illuminates the sauna. At Tanya's. She reads on the couch. She catches herself nodding off. She glances at a photo of Mark laughing on the mantel. She takes out her phone.
Call me.
She plops the phone down. Outside of Carissa's sauna. In the steam-filled sauna, Carissa arches her back. Mark sits. Handcuffs bind his wrists above his head.
It really does open the pores and help to relax the muscles. Don't you think?
Why are you doing this?
Oh, sweetheart, I'm not doing anything. You're the one doing it to me. Don't you see that? Stringing me along, making me believe that you want to be with me. I mean, really, really be with me. All the while just using me and waiting to leave me until you're done getting what you came for.
Please let me go.
No. I didn't let my husband leave me for that tight-ass trainer, and he was old and wrinkly and useless in bed.
She massages his boxers.
What are you doing?
Oh, this is all I am to you, right? A little plaything. A toy to help satisfy that teenage libido of yours.
She straddles him.
Here's your most important life lesson, sweetheart. Women are not trophies. They're not to be treated like playing cards. They're not levels of a video game.
Ow, get off of me!
See, love it. Now stay still and don't make me hurt you more.
She holds his throat. The sun rises over the LA skyline. Tanya slumbers on the couch. She opens her eyes and looks around. She checks her phone.
Mark? Mark?
She enters his empty room.
Where the hell is he?
She folds her arms. Sitting at his desk, she opens his laptop.
Blocked?
At the aquarium, Tanya puts her phone to her ear.
Walter Brownstein Experience. For tickets and directions, please leave your name and number. Thank you.
Hey, Walter, this is Tanya. Have you seen or talked to Mark? He didn't come home last night, and, well, I'm a bit worried. So if you could call me back ASAP, please. Thanks. I'm sure he's all right.
The hammerhead shark swims by. Mark sits in the sauna, hands shackled overhead. Carissa chugs water. Mark looks to her.
You want some?
Yes.
She spills the water on the floor.
Too bad.
She shrugs. He shuts his eyes. She hefts a fire poker. She brings it close to his chest. He winces. She jabs it into his side.
Ah! Somebody!
Last longer if you do.
Blood runs from a cut on his abdomen. He hangs his head. At the aquarium.
Hi, Randy.
Sorry to interrupt you, but, have you spoken to Mark in the last 24 hours?
I have not.
Yeah, but he's mad at me, too. It's just not like him to completely ignore my calls and texts. Yeah, well, if you talk to him, would you please tell him that his mother is very, very worried? Yeah. Thanks, Randy.
Carissa strides outside her pool. She grabs Mark's pants and takes his phone from a pocket.
"35 missed calls from Mom. This bitch is crazy."
Mark hangs from his bonds. Outside, Carissa types on his phone.
"I'm at Carissa's. Come get me."
She hefts the gun. Tanya approaches the gate.
"Who is it?"
"Tanya Richards. I'm here to pick up my son."
"Oh, hello, Tanya. Did you bring muffins?"
"I'm in a bit of a rush, thank you."
Smiling, Carissa opens the door.
"Mark! Mark! Where's Mark?"
"Come on in. Have a cocktail."
"I don't want to have a cocktail. Please send my son out now."
"Well, Mark's... he's a little hung up right now. But hey, do you mind if we talk? I mean, you know, just until Mark's ready. It's kind of important."
"Fine.
Right this way."
"Help! Somebody! Help! Help!
In the living room, Tanya sits on a couch. Sipping red wine, Carissa steps out.
"A Napa Opus One. It doesn't get much better than that. Can I get you a glass?"
"No, thank you."
"You water it down."
"No, thank you."
"Tanya, you have every reason to hate me."
"And then some."
"But I am about to give you a very rare opportunity."
"If you're selling cosmetics, I'll pass. I prefer not to look like a whore."
"We're about to find out how much you really love your son."
"I can save you the time. I love my son more than you can imagine. No matter what he has done, unconditionally."
"I don't believe in unconditional love. Even a mother has a child with a selfish reason to have something love her back. What if that child that she gave birth to one day grows up and rejects her? Stops loving her?"
"I'm done with this conversation. And I'm leaving. Mark! Honey, come on, let's go."
Carissa drops handcuffs.
"Put those on if you ever want to see your son again."
"You really must think I'm crazy."
"On the contrary, I think I am."
Tanya swallows. Mark's head hangs, cuffed. Tanya enters.
"Mark! Oh my God, Mark! Poor baby!"
"He's been in here almost a day. I don't know how much more he can take."
"Why are you doing this? He is a child, for God's sake!"
Now, settle down.
"I thought you cared about him."
"Oh, but I do."
Carissa aims the gun.
"That's why I'm going to give you a chance to save him. There's one round in this gun. Mark's at death's door. Now, you could either put him out of his misery, or you could use the bullet on yourself, and I'll let Mark go."
Why are you doing this?
"Mark and I had something very special, Tanya, and you went and screwed it all up. Now I have to clean up this mess, and I'll be damned if I'm going to be the one to take the blame for what you've done. Your son tried to leave me, and I couldn't let that happen, Tanya. Do you understand me? He left me no choice! He did this! Hey!"
She slaps her.
"I'm speaking.
So what's it gonna be? Mark dies? Or you die? Seems to me that either way, I win and you lose, so... What do you say we just put this whole mess behind us and get on with our lives? Well, I mean, at least my life. You really are the goddamn devil, aren't you? Okay. Well, I'll be waiting while you sweat out your decision. I know it's a tough one.
Carissa places the gun on the floor and leaves. Tanya leans on her son. Carissa jams the door. At the aquarium, Randy types on a phone.
Come on. Mark, don't fall asleep now. You stay with me, honey. I'm gonna get you out of here. I don't know how I'm gonna get you out of here. Okay.
Tanya picks up the gun. She aims at the door. Tanya's purse lies beside Carissa on the couch.
Pick up. Come on, Tanya, pick up.
Can't get to the phone right now. Please leave a message.
No, that's not...
Randy hurries away. Nighttime. City lights twinkle. The fire pit crackles. Carissa lounges by the fire. Tanya holds the gun on the sauna door.
Come on. Stick that pretty little head in here. Mark, stay with me, Mark. Come on, baby.
She nestles her face against his.
Mark, when your father died, I was just so terrified of anything happening to you. I have been so selfish. Baby, I thought I was protecting you from the dangers of the world, but I was only protecting myself. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
She looks up at him and kisses his cheek. She presses her cheek to his shoulder. She sits up and places the gun under her chin.
Until I hear a bang!
Tanya pauses. She furrows her brow.
Oh, that's it. Honey, come on. Your mom's about to kick the shit out of this bitch.
Tanya stands and looks around. She tears off a piece of her shirt. She drapes it over a hot stone. She picks up the stone.
Said, "Mommy, do it."
Carissa looks up. She steps forward.
Who the hell is that?
Her head snaps toward the sauna. Tanya lies on the floor, the gun dropped nearby. Mark lies on the bench, handcuffs snapped.
Well, look who had some balls after all.
She taps Tanya with the poker. She kneels over Tanya's still body. Tanya rolls over and bashes Carissa's head with the cloth-wrapped stone. She grabs Carissa's hair and knees her in the face. Carissa grabs Tanya's leg, tripping her. She punches Tanya repeatedly. Tanya backhands Carissa, she stands and pummels her with both fists. She grabs the back of Carissa's neck and slams her to the wall. She presses Carissa's face into the hot stones.
Just burn in hell, you bitch!
Carissa collapses. Tanya helps Mark out of the sauna.
Watch your head. Watch your head. Stay with me, Mark. Don't go. Okay. You're gonna be all right. I'm gonna get you. We're gonna get you to a hospital. Thank you.
Carissa charges out of the sauna holding the poker high. The trident impales Carissa. Randy stands nearby. Carissa looks to Tanya before falling forward. She collapses into the pool. Tanya looks up, Randy steps forward, he looks down at Carissa bobbing face down in the water. He looks to Tanya, she nods and strokes Mark's hair. Randy looks to the towel chest. He opens it, mouth covered with duct tape, Walter pops out. Fade to black. Daytime at Mark's, he and Walter pack a van.
Alright, that should be everything.
Alright. Thanks for your help, man.
Dude, it's still not too late. I could put in a good word at the community college.
I'll see you at Christmas.
Okay.
I could make you guys some sandwiches.
Oh, we have fruit and chips and soda. We'll be fine.
Okay, well, take care of him, huh?
All right, I'll try.
Don't let him get in any trouble.
Mark smiles and shrugs.
I just don't know what I'm gonna do without my little man.
Well, I'm sure you're new and will pick up the slack.
I'll do my best.
Thanks for everything, man.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, well, just keep it under 60 and call us as soon as you get over the Arizona border and... call me whenever you want.
Okay. Love you, Mom.
They embrace.
I love you too.
He steps away, Melanie follows. He and Walter trade playful smacks.
Bye.
You'll be okay.
Walter, would you like to stay for lunch?
Oh, I can't. I'm going to the movies. My girlfriend's picking me up.
Girlfriend?
Oh, look at you.
Oh, and there she is now.
A mature blonde woman drives a black convertible. She waves.
Did you guys know that seniors get half off on matinees? It's awesome. All right, baby.
He jumps into the passenger seat. Tanya and Randy share a look. Cut to black. Credits roll. Supervising sound editor Trip Brock, re-recording mixer Kelly Vandiver. Credits continue.
out of your mind. No, it's gonna stop us now. They can never hold us down. Gotta get up and moving, and don't let them count you out. Just hold your ground. If the feeling is right for you, which one of us will make a move? And don't fix what ain't broken. If the feeling is right for you, which of us will make a move? Let's live our lives in the moment. If our time is running out, let's slow it down while we are.
Copyright 2015 Mar Vista Entertainment, LLC.